Peter's Sweet Adventure. Once upon a time in a colorful town, nestled between the rolling hills and the clear blue streams, there was a magical chocolate factory that stood taller than the tallest trees, with beside it. The factory belonged to Mr. Coco, a kind old chocolate maker who decided to hide 5 golden tickets in his chocolate bars spread throughout the land. The winners of these golden tickets would get a grand tour of his magnificent factory and a lifetime supply of chocolate. In this town lived a bright-eyed boy named Peter, who daydreamed about a golden ticket more than anything else in the world. One sunny day, while the birds were sweetly chirping, Peter opened his chocolate bar, and to his astonishment, he found a shimmering golden ticket inside. He jumped with joy, as now his dream was coming true. The day of the tour arrived, and Peter met the other winners: Augustus Gloop, with a smile as wide as his love for sweets; Violet, a girl with gum always at hand; Faruka, whose excitement was as big as her bright eyes; and Mike TV, who couldn't unglue his eyes from his little screen. They were all awed by the sights and sounds of the factory. And the factory was filled with wonders. As they explored, Augustus couldn't resist and leaned to taste the chocolate river. Suddenly, he slipped and up the pipe he went, leaving his golden ticket floating behind. Violet, who couldn't resist trying a piece of magical gum, began to chew and suddenly started turning blue. She puffed up like a giant blueberry, and the Oompa Loompa workers had to roll her off to be juiced. Then came Faruka, who elegantly flew over the factory with a She giggled with delight as she softly landed, receiving a basket full of delicious candies. The curious Mike TV insisted on being the first to try the new television teleporter. He stepped inside and with a He shrunk and got broadcasted onto the TV screen, waving from inside the little box. After all the excitement, Mr. Coco turned to Peter. "Peter," he said with a warm smile, "you have shown patience and kindness throughout this day. Therefore, I'm entrusting you with the key to my chocolate factory." Peter was overjoyed. He accepted the key, promising to create sweet delights and share happiness with the world, just as Mr. Coco had done. From that day onward, the chocolate factory became a place of joy and wonder under Peter's care. And he made sure there was always enough chocolate to bring smiles to the faces of children everywhere.